655 at 580 CFRA 655. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This health headline is from a McGill study that says early intervention with children, underprivileged children, to make sure they get a good breakfast pays off in later years. What can you tell us?
Well, first off, the breakfast link was not in the particular study. This is an editorial from the Globe and Mail that is making extra links with this particular study. And this study was a 16-year study. It was a questionnaire study asking people when they were 20 years old various questions on the basis of their dexterity, emotion, cognition, pain, etc. And they had to recall all these particular factors over the past 20 years. So it's a questionnaire. So there is some inherent error in these questionnaires. But in general, what the study essentially said is that those that had a lower income and education levels began their adult lives with a health deficit. They had some deficits in some of those areas I mentioned, and it generally stayed that way throughout the tracking period, which again was about 14 to 16 years. But what they had difficulty separating was whether this was due to the amount of education a person had or the amount of money that they were able to earn. They couldn't separate which ones were the most important. So they sort of said both of these were factors, but we can't say which one was more important. The link made between breakfast and lunches at schools was made by the Globe and Mail. There was nothing in this article that mentioned that as a factor. They sort of took this article, took this particular study, and added their own spin to it. So we know that, you know, obviously we know that maintaining a child's health, having them have as much education as available for them, living in a comfortable social situation is going to have a benefit to them. That's just common sense. But to make a link with regards to breakfast and such, I don't know if you can just tease that out of this particular study, Steve.
Dr. Dworkin has a look at health headlines every morning at this time on CFRA. Thanks, Doc.
You're very welcome, Steve.